Hey there! Today is Monday, May 16th, 2022. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I got to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. So today, I'm going to talk to you about walking through nature. So I think this is partly whatever's on my mind and partly what I have been doing because, well, I have been going on walks with my husband and we have been, I sort of think that you could say that we've been doing it through the nature, a nature soap. There you go. So let's call it a both things, okay? Yeah, we're doing that. So anyway, I really wanted to do this podcast Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, early Friday evening. It didn't happen. I really, really wanted to. And the reason why I thought about doing it on this subject, walking through nature, because for the last week or two now, my husband and I have been going to the Saratoga Spa Nature Park. I think that's the name of it. It is in Saratoga Springs, New York, and there is a lot to this park. I mean, way more than you would think. And we have found that we really enjoy walking in this park. I love looking at the trees. I love watching the leaves grow on the trees. I love hearing the birds, watching the chipmunks. And yeah, there is the occasional family that you can see. Well, the kids are either on the swings or on the playground, or there's men there that are actually fishing. Yes, fishing. So in this particular park in Saratoga, there is what could be considered a geyser, but I don't think it technically is a geyser. However, there is water that spouts up the middle of it constantly, which is kind of cool to see. And if you keep walking down, there's a rock type thing that is seriously smooth at this point because there's water flowing down that. And I actually got a picture of that. That's not going to be on this though. And yeah, there's just a flowing river and a stream going throughout this entire park. And it's nice to listen to. It's nice to watch. There are men there that are fishing. I don't really know how many fish are in the stream, but they are fishing. There's picnic tables and there are places where you can have a barbecue with your family and your friends. It's really an all around nice spot. There are public bathrooms as well. So if you need to use the bathroom, that's a good thing for you to know. So, but I was just thinking, there are so many trails that you can take in this national park in Saratoga. And when we were there on Friday, my husband and I, we decided to actually take one of the trails that led off into the wooded area. And it was just so nice. It was hot, but the bugs really weren't bothering us that day. So that was really nice. And I was just thinking out loud and telling my husband how much I love walking through nature with him. I love holding his hand. Sometimes we don't, but most of the times we do. And I love walking with him there and talking with him and taking all the nature in and the sounds. And I find it peaceful. And it's so nice. And it's a great way to get your exercise in. You know, you go for a walk, you get to see the water flowing down the stream, you get to hear the birds, possibly see a chipmunk. When we were there on Friday, we actually saw four snakes, and I absolutely hate snakes. I'd actually rather see a spider, and I hate spiders too, but there were snakes, and one of them actually made me jump, which wasn't any fun at all. My husband thought it was cute, but I didn't. But that's a side note. Anyway, I just thought, why not share about that? Because I'm sure I am not the only person who enjoys walking through nature. I know my husband enjoys doing it with me. It's a great form of exercise. And there are people there that we see jogging and whatnot. And there are other parks in Saratoga that we enjoy walking around as well. And, you know, I kind of got thinking about it. When we are able to go away, we love to find nature trails wherever we go. It doesn't matter if it's in a different state in the United States or if we're finding a trail to walk on in Ireland or in Italy or in England. It doesn't matter. We love walking on those nature trails. We love getting to see the different rocks and the trees and all that. And just seeing nature, seeing God's handiwork. And it thrills me. That might sound strange to you, but it really does thrill me. And I love getting to see it all. I love getting to hear the birds sing. It relaxes me. It really does. I don't care for the bug bites, which, happened to me today, actually. We went on another walk through nature today, except for we went to a completely different park with a completely different path. And yes, it was hot today, but for some strange reason, the mosquitoes were out. And I didn't appreciate it because both of my arms got eaten up. I mean, if I had worn a sweater today, forget about it. Yeah, I would have been sweating more than I already was, so that would not have been a good thing. So, yeah, for some reason, they loved me, those mosquitoes. They didn't eat my husband, but man, did they love me, and I don't appreciate it one bit. So, we probably won't go back to that nature path until, my guess would be, the fall, where it's cooler out and I could wear a jacket or something. Then I don't mind because the mosquitoes aren't out then. But today it was horrible. But putting that to the side, I really do love going on walks with my husband. I really do love walking through nature with him. Like I said, I love seeing the trees. I love watching the leaves grow on trees. I love listening to the birds sing. I just don't like the little creatures. I know that they belong there, but I don't like them. I don't care for the ants. I don't care for the snakes. I definitely don't care for the mosquitoes. And I don't like bees. I don't like getting stung. But we're going to put all that negativity behind us and go for the good stuff. The beauty of the trees. And yes, I know this sounds crazy, but I'm always looking out for wildlife. Besides for the trees. Because, well, I would love to see a bear. I don't want to get up close to a bear, but I would love to see a bear. So I really don't know how you put those two together, but there you go. And like I said, I just like love looking up to the sky, seeing the clouds, and all that stuff, as I said. I just love it. So with all of that said, I would love to know, if you are listening to this podcast about walking through nature, could you please tell me, if you're so inclined, to let me know, where do you like to walk? Do you like to walk through nature? Would you prefer a mall? I mean, I do like to walk through malls, too. You know, that's a nice place. You walk, you shop. It's nice. If you go walking in nature, you don't shop, but you can stop at Dunkin' Donuts for a nice coffee. I know, that kind of defeats the purpose, but I always have my water with me, too. So, it's a little bit of a give and take. So, but putting that to the side, wherever you live, whether it's in upstate New York, whether I don't care what state in the United States, or if you live somewhere in Europe or in Asia or in the Middle East or whatever, if you're listening to this podcast, if you've happened to get this podcast, Walking Through Nature, on my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, I would love to hear from you. I really would love to hear from you. Where do you like to go for a walk? Is there somewhere around where you live where you could go and walk through nature, where you could see the trees or listen to the birds, or maybe there's rocks that you can climb or something, or a mountain that you could walk up? I would love to hear from you. Maybe you live near some ruins that you can hike through. That would impress me. I would love to do that, and I have done that, but I'm wondering about you, because I know that there are nature trails around ruins in Ireland that I have done, and I love, love, love that. So like I said, if you happen to be listening to this podcast about walking through nature, and you really, or you just a little bit like to do it, let me know. I would love to hear from you. Or if you just prefer walking it in the mall, I'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you just want to do your treadmill while you watch TV. That works for me too. I would just love to hear from you. Leave a message on my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, or message me wherever you hear this. It might be Twitter. It could be LinkedIn, on Facebook. It don't bother me. Can't talk anymore. It does not bother me. I just want to hear from you, and I appreciate it. So, with all that said, yes, my podcast, Walking Through Nature. Yay! So, here's where I get to give you my spiel, and I'm going to make this as fast as possible. If you like what you hear, I would love it if you would follow my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. If you like all the stuff that I have to say and the things that I post, I am on Twitter. I would love it if you'd follow me there, at SRKBear. I am on LinkedIn. I am on Pinterest. I have a YouTube channel that I would love if you check out my videos, and you can follow me there if you like them. Kat and Smith, that's KatAndSmith. I do have a brand new blog out today. You could read that over at Kathleen's Corner. I think the title is Vibrant, Beautiful Flowers in Array of Colors, or in a colorful array, something to that effect. If you go to kathleensmith.org, you will find that new blog. Sorry, allergies. Where else? I'm on social media. That's all I know. So you could easily find me. I told you about my blog, kathleensmith.org. You can also find all of my books there. So if you would like to know about my books, they are there. And my apps, you can find all of my apps, which at the moment are all educational apps for your children, at bearswithapps.com. Please give them a try. Your kids will love them. They're fun. They're educational, which means they're fun, and your kids are going to learn at the same time. I think that's a win-win. And we don't have any ads, so don't worry about that. Yeah, I think that's it. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. I very much appreciate you listening to me babble on about walking through nature and being on social media and all the things that I have out there for you to check out or to follow. And my books and my apps, of course. And until the next time, I have no idea when that's going to be, but until the next time, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I'm back. And again, thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. Bye-bye.